This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Kind. Gambit or Gauntlet right now.
Oh, a challenge for the challenge.
I'm not gonna use any milkshake at all.
The what? Whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I might have some after the 5 minutes, but I'm not gonna have any.
Shit.
Oh no.
And I'll be fine. It'll be a demonstration of how much of a psychopath I am.
All right. All right, we're in the car. Tonight we have comedian Ian Yearsley with us in the Kia for Uber Spicy, the hot food challenge in a car. A Kia Soul, pimped out. Look at the lights. We're pimped out. All right. So tonight we got six sauces and six nuggets. The first sauce we are starting out with is Sriracha. Not bad. Scoville rating of 2,200. Down the hatch, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right. We knew that. We know about Sriracha.
Right.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's actually kind of tasty.
Yeah, Sriracha's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're moving on. Next one is called Mexico Lindo. It has a Scoville rating of 14,200. Everybody ready?
Yes. Try not to touch the lips.
Yeah.
I feel like that's less spicy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we thought too.
That one tastes like a...
It's weird. Mm-hmm.
When it's like like kind of mustard spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually enjoy that one.
Yeah, that one's not bad.
I think like that kind of like wasabi mustard, like that kind of like the nose spicy.
Yeah.
It's way more of like an experience than like a pain. Like I think it's a lot more of a, like it's intense.
Yeah.
And that's why I think a lot of people don't like it, but I don't think it's like... You know, normal peppers.
Yeah.
First two, we're all doing fine.
Right.
In here.
Yes.
We forgot to explain the rules.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're two sauces down, two nuggets down. So, Ian, up until the last nugget, which we have six of, you're going to have all the milkshake liquids that you want. Once we get to the last one to win the prize, and there is a prize, after you swallow it, gotta wait 5 minutes.
And we'll do it with you.
Before you can have it. Yes, we're doing it with you. We're all gonna die together. I gotta get my phone out.
Can I throw down a gambit or gauntlet right now?
Oh, a challenge for the challenge?
I'm not gonna use any milkshake at all.
The whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, I might have some after the 5 minutes, but I'm not gonna have any.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
And I'll be fine. It'll be a demonstration of how much of a psychopath I am.
Woo!
Are we doing that too?
I don't know.
You don't have to. You don't have something
to
prove like me.
Contestants too.
Yeah.
I mean, if he guesses.
Ian Y, he's throwing down the challenge right now. He's not going with any milkshake until 5 minutes after.
Wow.
Well, are you doing that?
I'm going to see how it goes.
All right. We're all going to attempt this then. All right. Next one. This one's called Pain 100%. At a Scoville rating of 40,600.
It's got a fat kid on it, right? The bottle.
No,
that's a different one. I've seen the one we're talking about.
Okay. All right. Cheers.
Starting to heat up a little bit.
On the top.
It definitely is more heated with that one.
It's okay though.
Not terrible.
Not like the bomb.
Oh, that one. Oh. Yeah.
Is it really hot or is it?
It's both.
It's both.
It tastes both.
It just tastes bad. Okay.
Yeah. Tastes bad and it's just like super intense. Like, did you feel how your tongue kind of feels now?
Yeah.
It was like your whole mouth that probably like times like at least five or so.
Was that your hottest or?
Not as far as Scoville ratings, but it tasted the hottest.
Oh, so it wasn't what you ended with?
No.
That sucks.
No.
Yeah.
No, it actually almost mellowed out the last two a little
really
bit.
Yeah.
On J. Jake Martin's. All right, we're three down.
Everyone's good. Yeah. Milkshake free.
I'm definitely right. feeling it.
Yeah. But, yeah, trying to go without.
Good. All right, the next one. This is the El Rey Habanero. Coming in at 75,000 Scoville units.
All right.
On the hatch, cheers, folks.
Do I like this one? Kind of tasty, huh?
It's kind of fun to work through a six-piece nugget this slow.
Yeah,
I never have this
like
experience.
We never eat nuggets.
So this is what a normal person does. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That one wasn't bad.
No, that one tastes
not
really good.
Bad. Yeah, the El Rey Habanero.
I could see like putting that on something actually. Yeah. Like it would be a sparing amount.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right. Ian, you're 21 years old now and on the Boise comedy scene. What are your comedy goals?
To destroy every other comedian. No, right now, I mean, I've been doing a lot of, like, 10 and 15-minute sets. Like, I think traditionally, it's not, you know, you don't really expect to feature until, like, people always say, like, year five and stuff like that.
Right.
Really know what you're doing, but I don't know. I'd like to start doing a little bit longer stuff, whether that's, like, a two-man show or something, maybe to, like, kind of break it up or whatever. I think it'd be fun to kind of, like, try to be a bigger part of people's evenings, you know. I think that's kind of the whole goal with me, is like, it's fun being a host because you are up there and you're kind of guiding them through this thing, but it's fun to be one of the destinations for them to be guided to, you know. Like I'd kind of like to, and you know, I was in a band and stuff, so I kind of know that feeling of people like they're kind of here for us, or you know, like that kind of cool feeling. So like, you know, with comedy, I'm just trying to kind of work my way there and like work on like, you know, a 10 or 15 minute set, it's like, you know, you kind of have like just, it's like a short burst. Like you kind of come out and you're just like, here we go. Like here's just something to get it started. But with something longer, it'd be cool to kind of like plan it out and have it be a little bit more of a work, you know, rather than just kind of like, here's some jokes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Something to build up and here's Ian.
That'd be sweet. Okay. On to the next one. This one is Melinda's Ghost Pepper Wing Sauce and Condiment at 400,000 Scoville units.
That's a big jump, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
From 75,000, yeah. 400,000.
Oh, yeah. I'd say this one looks the most like a normal chicken wing or chicken nugget. Mm-hmm. Dude, that one's good. Like, that's like that Louisiana flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that tastes like Frank's Red Hot to me. Yeah, maybe it's just kind of the tempering of the other ones, but
not bad.
Ian, we know from your episode on Toasted Marshmallow Adventures that you grew up financially challenged. Does this affect you in your comedy dreams? And if so, how?
I mean, obviously, there's always the advantage of, like, if I had money, then I could, like, not work and stuff, but I think as far as if we're just looking at like me and the other comedians that have jobs and do all that, I don't think I'm in a different spot than them at all as far as just like the amount of time that I'm able to put toward it and everything.
Yeah.
And I also think like, I think growing up poor like that is important. It was important for me. I don't think anybody should have to, but for me, I think it definitely taught me that like, you know, as cliche as it is, you do have to, like, work for something that you want, you know? Like, when you don't have to do that for basic things, it doesn't, it's not as innate, you know? Like, when you don't have to work for just, like, you know, clothes that don't get you made fun of, or, you know, like, whatever it is, like, just, you know, dumb things like that. When you don't have to, like, really put effort into it, I think, you know, you're less tempered to, like, you know, I put a lot of effort into comedy, you know, and I feel comfortable saying that just because I really put a shitload of effort, you know, like, I do it all the time, and I really shouldn't. like, if you were, like, a day planner or whatever, you know, like, and you looked at how I'm doing things, you'd be like, that's not how you're supposed to do it, and it's like, yes, it is, you know, like, that's what I need to do, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I definitely think it gives me somewhat of an advantage in that way, but, like, who knows, if I had bills paid completely, and I could just, like, live where I wanted to, and really, like, you know, do everything as much as I wanted, then maybe I'd be better, but I also, like, then what would have made me funny? Exactly. Or, you know, like... Yeah, exactly.
Struggle sometimes, I think, is a lot of it.
Well, I mean, I definitely, I have bitch genes, you know? Like, I mean, if you look at the people in my family, like, we are great at getting fat and, you know, like, just working a desk job and being dumb, you know, caring about our dogs too much and stuff. Yeah. Like, I'd be great at doing that, but I think being as poor as I was, it's just like, you know, like, I mean, I'm fat. I did that part, but other than that, like, you know, I really, like, I don't want to get slowed down by, like, some weird goals that were set before I was ever born, or, you know, like anything like that.
So. Let's move on to the last one. This is Hellfire. With a Scoville rating of 550,000. This is the one where we start the timer as soon as we all swallow it.
All
right. Have you guys had, like, crazy times with this one, or?
This is a new one. One of the ones, this one we tested last night was just water and, like, ice cubes. And it was pretty hot.
I've heard olive oil is like, it's disgusting, but it's like,
it helps
neutralize it.
Oh, really? You have to eat it, though?
Yeah, you just, you have to pretty much just like take a shot or like kind of, you know, like oil pulling. Like,
is that how
everybody was doing that for a while? You put like coconut oil in your mouth and swish it around.
Oh, no.
I tried it once, I wanted to throw up. But
what is that?
Oil? It's supposed to be good for your teeth.
Oh, weird.
Oh, I don't know. All right, here we go. Last one. Timer starts as soon as we swallow.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
There, that one had
Swallow?
Pieces.
Yeah.
Chunks?
Yeah, yeah. It had like a pepper flakes and stuff.
I think so.
I can feel this one starting up a little bit more. Like it is building up, but I don't think it's...
Wow.
Not bad, right?
That is weird.
I think some of them like neutralize some of the other ones
so
a little bit.
Too.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
It's kind of a rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Get that hand sanitizer out. Let's
fucking last squirt.
We'll do it again though if you want.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I'm down with
it. Yeah, because I'm fine.
I mean, I do take myself 4 minutes. Maybe I'll fall apart in between now and then. But
my tongue is hot.
Yeah, but it's not.
This
bad.
Is the first one I feel in my ears at all.
Oh, you feel in your ears?
Your ears a little big. I'm having that little.
Yeah.
Yeah, my tongue's hot.
Yeah, not but as bad.
Like
okay.
The bomb.
Ooh. No, the bomb is bad.
Awful. Yeah.
All
right, okay, I'm feeling it more.
Getting a little heat.
But now I'm feeling the top of my the roof.
This one definitely is building. Yeah. Like, I actually am feeling like it.
Yeah. Not bad,
this
okay.
This is a gauntlet throwdown.
Yeah. We got a little over 3 minutes left. I think we're all doing pretty good. Our tongues are on fire, but...
Yeah, definitely I'm feeling it.
This is good.
My tongue is hot.
Good,
But not...
Info.
Yeah, not dying.
Not dying,
not
no.
Yet.
That is the hottest one, though.
Yeah.
All right, 2 minutes. We're
getting close.
We got this.
Yeah, I think we're fine.
Then we got whole milkshakes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. Sorry for the waste of money on that.
No,
go for it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah,
what you got?
I'm doing Comic of the Month in November.
Woo!
I don't know who I'm competing with yet, so.
November 26th.
I'm sure they'll suck, though.
They
will. Yeah, no, be terrible.
Oh. And we're judges, so.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So this is some collusion going on right now.
Yeah.
Get in the car.
Making deals.
Yeah.
Plus I'm papering the entire audience. I'm going to hire homeless people to come vote for me.
Come vote and yell really loud for
me. I figure I've got $100 to work with, so, you know.
Yeah.
That'll go a long way.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
I don't think that's happened, but it might be fun. Maybe just a few, you know, if I've got some cash on me.
All right, 10 seconds.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Woo!
Ta-da-da!
Ian, you climbed the mountain of sauces. You went from 2,200 Scovilles to 550,000 Scovilles. You looked death in the eye and didn't blink. And then we asked you to hold out for 5 minutes, and you killed it without... anything. You didn't have a milkshake or anything. You now have massive bragging rights. Anything you'd like to say?
I just, you know, thanks for having me on, guys. Once again, comic of the month, you know, and some other stuff coming up. I don't know if I can talk about it, but, you know, I have other things. Keep your eyes on my Instagram and stuff. Cool. And that's just at Ian Yearsley, which is my name. So, I think.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for doing the show. Uber spicy. We'll see all of you next time.
And it's going to be spicier.
Spicier.